Thank you for calling customer services. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
What services? I'm sorry.
Ooh, this is customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I help you?
Yeah, this company took money out of my bank account, and I want to know what I bought or
okay.
What's going on.
Can I have the zip code that's associated with the account, please, ma'am?
15234.
Give me 1 second. And that first and last name, please.
Sandra Henning.
Okay. And for security purposes, can I have the address associated with this account?
4102 Green Ridge Road, Apartment 3, Castle Shannon, PA, 15234.
Okay. All right. It seems that back in January the 30th, that you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for a tablet.
For what?
Give me 1 second.
Today they charged my account $54.97, and I want to know what I bought.
Yes, ma'am. It was actually a welcoming gift for joining the factory on my direct store. It is actually, the item itself was actually free. And you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling to receive it. And then what you're seeing, that $54.97, is a membership fee that they're charging you to be enrolled in the store. Now, they did give you a $125 gift card. You actually should have received two of them. They are actually online, and the email that you provided once you signed up, and there's a link in that email, and you can open it up, and you can go into the email and use it to purchase some of the best gadgets in the world on the online web store. But that $57.97 is a monthly membership fee that they're charging to be enrolled in it.
Oh, no. Somebody got to cancel that. I didn't sign up for that.
That's fine. I can get that taken care of for you. Give me 1 second, please.
They can have all their gift cards and their little present. And no, I didn't sign up for that.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I signed up $7.90 for a free gift to pay the shipping.
Right.
But I didn't sign up for anything. See, this is why I don't do that stuff.
All right, ma'am. I was successfully able to get you canceled from that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have a cancellation order number. Are you ready to take it down?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie, 258. Mm-hmm. 918-419.
Okay. And they'll put my money back, right?
Okay. Now, I can offer you a 35% refund on that.
A what?
I can offer you 35%.
I didn't sign up for it. They didn't have permission to take that out my account.
Okay, ma'am.
I signed up to get a free gift for $7.90.
All right,
not,
ma'am.
Not $60 out of my account for some bullshit.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I can give you my family and friends discount. I can at least refund you 50%.
No, I want 100% of my money back.
All right. Give me 1 second.
I'm
going to
dispute this with my bank.
All right.
If not.
Give me 1 second.
I didn't sign up for this. Actually, just give me all my money back and keep your free gift.
Okay. Ma'am, I was able to successfully refund you that. It will show up back in the account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't mean to be rude with you, but I didn't sign up for that. I'm so sorry for being rude, but I did not sign up for that.
Oh, it's perfectly okay. And it should take 3 to 5 business days for that to be show back up in the account.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
And again, I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. And thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Now. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.